drove to North Carolina. There was a Dunkin' Donuts next door to DJ's.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, there you go. Hello, welcome to the Mount Pleasant Transportation Committee meeting. It is Monday, April 3rd. The time is much later than the anticipated time. We're at 2:10, and we're going to catch it up. So first thing on the agenda is approval of the minutes.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second. Changes, discussion, conversation, all in favor? Aye. Opposed, and the ayes have it. Time for public comments. Is there anyone here that would like, nice to see you today. Is there anyone here that would like to address this committee on any issue, including transportation? All right, moving right on to budget review. This is fiscal year 2018, transportation operating expenditure starts. What you got?
Well, go ahead, Mayor. I'll go ahead and give some highlights. Salary section. In here, we are proposing the hiring of a deputy director to help support the new projects associated with the impact fees, as well as the half-cent sales tax referendum. We have some overtime. Allotment for inspections along 41, state retirement match, you're all aware of, the 2% mandatory increase, and we have some deferred maintenance and some relamping in our traffic light maintenance. By the way, I'd like for Brad to take a second. We're done to talk about the overall cost of lights and light repair. All the lights themselves aren't in this budget, and we have some minor equipment cost that is roughly doubled by about $2,700, and that's for some monitors for traffic control and a couple of other miscellaneous items. It's all found in here in the breakdown pages. We get as detailed as just about anybody, and no vehicles are proposed to transportation next year, so I won't ask you to flip to the capital areas in the back.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions on this? For Eric or Brad? Or Gary? Okay, and then capital maintenance expenditures, so you have no needs for vehicles, so no?
No, and you, goodness, all the work that y'all have done on the CIP, you know what the big projects are that have funding for next year. It's Billy Swales Boulevard. Keep adding money to Long Point Road realignment and extension. Construction services for the Joe Rouse and 41 turn lanes, and we keep putting money away for the large intersection improvement that will be required at Patriots Point, Coleman, McGrath, Darby, and you know, some more money for Park West widening, and $300,000, I believe, is an additional contribution towards the pedestrian bridge over Shin Creek.
Thank you very much, and thank you for that information.
Chair, I move to recommend the full council we approve the transportation budget as presented today.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. I do have two questions, and you will note that none of my tabs are in the transportation section of the budget. But two projects that I haven't seen listed anywhere, just kind of curious on. Coleman Boulevard, I guess we could call it Phase 3, intersection improvements in front of Royal Hardware, roundabout, whatever that may be. And, you know, being a redheaded stepchild that lives down on Ben Sawyer and not Coleman, you know, at some point, you know, I didn't see the traffic signal in there and, you know, Suicide Lane, major improvements down there. Will we ever match or move that forward as we have down Coleman?
I'll let Brad talk about Center Street in particular, but there's my interpretation of council's desire here at the staff level is that, you know, we won't be proceeding with any Phase 3 of Coleman Boulevard, which includes that roundabout area of Royal Hardware. I suppose as time goes by, there'll be an increased need and pressure for traffic improvements in that area, but they'll have to come with any developments or redevelopments that take place. They'll have to do some mitigation. I think that's all, that's the best we can hope for. Also, we wouldn't have the money to cover it anyway if it were. Brad, do you have any other thoughts?
Well, I would just add that we will go through the long-range transportation plan process. We could identify it at that point in time, since it's already been discussed and there's a previous capacity group there, that we will be looking at that intersection and making a recommendation as to whether it needs a capacity improvement, and then you can consider whether you pull that into the CIP in the future. And the Center Street, we are proceeding. Last warrant study was 2 years ago. James and our office updated the warrant study. We have preliminary, and we'll get official letter from DOT, but we have their approval for the install. So our next step is to go ahead and do the design, and then contract the installation probably through our on-call, so it'll be a little bit quicker. But we're moving as fast as we can to go ahead and get that installed.
And we may be looking at?
6 to 9 months is what I think I estimated to get through permitting, getting up a cost with a contractor. It'll be a mast arm, and because of that, you're automatically talking 3 months for steel. So if we get 6 months from now, we get order steel, we're probably in the 6 to 9 month time frame.
Well, I'm glad it'll at least be as pretty as the ones on Coleman Boulevard, so that's refreshing. But there's real danger at that intersection now with the development of Home Farm and behind it. So thank you for that. And I remember the level of service that Ben Sawyer and Chuck Dolly and Coleman was getting. It was at least a D now, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Just wanted to keep our eyes on that. Thank you. Any other questions?
Oh, sorry. I just want to point out, it's not in Brown's budget, it's a non-departmental. Marcy covered it, finance, but the cost for lighting the streets at night is over there. It's $2.5 million. So that was an interesting number of what it costs to power the streetlights every year.
Well, I thought it was interesting that we're getting 6 new streetlights, and I don't know where they're going, but I'm glad we're getting 6 new streetlights. But I noted as well, just because we're speaking of statistics, that, you know, $245,000 per pine straw is a lot of money.
That's right.
It's a lot of money. But we have a lot of pretty pine straws. So but we are getting 6 new lights somewhere in town,
yep.
Right?
And I know Brad knows exactly where each one of those is going.
Do you really know, Brad?
Absolutely. I just call up my friend at SENG.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, and then I said it. Gary?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you today?
I'm well, thanks.
You gave us a wonderful package full of applications and duplicate applications for traffic calming, and I believe we've narrowed it down, so it's all you.
Okay. Well, we narrowed it down to 3.
Okay. And we can afford 3.
Yes, we
were trying to be quick.
I was trying to be quick. We received 28 total applications, in which multiple applications were combined into individual projects, resulting in 12 projects for review and evaluation. Of those 12, 3 progressed through the program to meet all the required criteria. And those 3 are Wood Spring Road, Center Street at Mount Pleasant Academy, and Summerwood Drive and Point, Planner's Point. And that results in approximately 11 speed humps at $35,000, and staff recommends approval for those 3 projects.
And just to refresh my memory, we have $50,000 annual in that budget, or is it, what is our annual budget? Is it just
$35,000? It's $45,000. It comes out of the transportation program development. I'll tell you in a second.
I think the last I saw, I had 97, but that may have been split.
We actually have a surplus right now.
Well, that's what I was, you know, that's every good mayor would be getting at. My question is, I know that traffic calming is very important, and this is an annual review, so they won't be able to apply again until next year.
Right.
Correct?
July, this coming July.
Okay, so this is for the fiscal year, and then we start again July 1st.
This is for 16-17.
Right.
Fiscal year 17.
And, you know, my question is, since sidewalks are so important, you know, if there are any ever surpluses from traffic calming, could we move them over to sidewalks? Because they're just as important as, or more important than speed bumps, so.
That's some of the infrastructure.
Different funds.
So,
that's makes Marcy
if
squirrely.
It's within the fund, yes, actually, the one's in infrastructure management. They're both within the same fund.
They're both now in the new fund, and Mr. Timor can move up to $100,000 before he comes back to council approval.
I mean, I don't want to get squirrely with it, but I mean, if you're talking about traffic calming, a big part of it are in these areas where people can't get off the sidewalk. They don't have a sidewalk to get off it. I'm just trying to grow the pot of money for sidewalks.
Well, if we don't have enough speed hump projects to qualify, and there's money left over, if that's your, you know, we could certainly move it over to sidewalks, I can imagine.
Well, that's just me, we're a committee here, and, you know.
Some of this money, excuse me, some of this money will be used for the radar signs as well, that we are about to order.
Yes, we're very close to ordering, correct?
Yes. We'll look at that.
Okay, well, that's fine, if you just bring it back to us sometime.
Typically, 40 goes into the traffic calming, annually 40 goes in.
You know, traffic calming sidewalks and radar signs, you know, it all kind of goes together, right? So that's his recommendation, y'all have any concerns or questions about the program or the projects that were not approved? I know we have some very, we have some extra time now, so, you know.
And we're going to use it.
Well, you, of course we will. I have some very disappointed people that live on Barber Street, you know, and other streets that, didn't, you know, they didn't make it great, but, you know, if we're all good with it, what y'all, would you like to?
For starters, all the other bids are satisfied, and all humps are installed to date?
Yes.
Yes.
We're up to date, and in fact, Gary's finishing up the hump modifications for Old Colony and Charleston National.
Cottingham.
Cottingham.
Going back to touching those up?
Yes, sir.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Are these all the same size traffic humps, speed humps?
Now they are.
Or some different profiles? I thought, didn't we standardize those?
Thanks to Mr. Garch.
We did, however.
Well, his input of what an effective hump was.
Right, for the town roads, we'll have the 12-foot-long speed hump at 3.5 inches high. Center Street's a state road, so we'll have to keep the state requirement of 14 feet at 3 inches high.
Will that equate to less of an impact on the rear axle?
Right. What did we ever do on Fifth? I want, my mind's blown, so. Remember that all the citizens came in about the speed humps, did anything change, or they just, nothing's changed?
They got used to them.
He went back, and I think there was some question as to maybe they weren't installed properly, we went back and looked at them, but they were right on, if I recall, right?
Yep, I went and rode them in my truck.
Did you pull your boat over?
No need to.
Okay.
I have pulled a boat over, yes.
You pulled your boat over? I mean, you know, we had a lot, I think people get used to them, though, I think, honestly.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
I have another quick question.
Sure.
What are some, in line with what you were asking, because we'll probably get calls about some of these, what are some of the reasons, the ones that apply or did not meet the criteria to be approved? Is there a common denominator?
Speed.
Huh?
Speed.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in other words, there has to be a documented amount of speeding on there to justify.
At the 85th percentile speed, it has to be 30 miles an hour or greater.
We had ranges between 26 and 29. And 29, it sounds close, but when you're looking at the 85th percentile of 300 or 400 vehicles, it takes a lot to move, takes a lot more to move.
And this is a state or a federal?
This is the town's program.
Town's
adopted program.
So if we ever wanted to tighten up on that, council could take that under consideration.
That's your, yes, sir, that's your priority.
And
not
we'll,
proposing that,
no,
it's
no,
not in
we'll,
the form of a motion.
No, no, we'll, for an update, we actually reviewed, this committee reviewed that a couple years ago, and we did, we allowed for more people to apply, and we actually made it, we lowered the criteria so more people would be, could get,
qualify.
So more people could qualify.
Right.
So we didn't make it harder for people to get it, we made it easier, which is why we talk so much about speed ups now. But, you know, that's what people seem to want. They want people slow in their neighborhoods, and that's what we did. So, it's up to you guys now.
Need a motion to that we approve of the staff recommendation for our calming program?
That'd be great, sir.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor of the three projects, aye?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Is there anything else to come before these guys? When you find out where those lights are going to go, let us know. This committee's adjourned.